two movies in limited release explore the topic of underage rape. Towelhead, set in suburbia in the early 90s, is directed by Alan Ball, whose movie American Beauty examined that same place and time. Hound Dog is set in the 50s in the rural South and stars Dakota Fanning as a 13-year-old who worships Elvis Presley. Our film critic, David Edelstein, reviews both.
Underage girls are raped in Towelhead and Hound Dog, and while both films condemn the act, obviously, the approaches are so different, it's worth going beyond the moralizing to consider their ways of framing the violation. Towelhead is a faithful adaptation of Alicia Arian's novel about a 13-year-old mixed-race girl, Jazeera, played by Summer Bishel. Men have started sniffing around her. Her mother's boyfriend volunteers to shave her pubic hair, which results in her being punished, sent off to live in the Houston suburbs with her Lebanese dad. Men of all ages and cultures project on Jazeera like crazy. Her father slaps her when she wears a revealing outfit. Her neighbor, a racist military reservist played by Aaron Eckhart, shares his porn magazines. She likes them. She might like him until he goes too far. It's incendiary material, but director Alan Ball cools it down and keeps it at an ironic distance. He presents Jazeera as a ripe sexual object, and as I watched, I didn't know how to feel. Ball wants to suggest the girl's mixture of victimization and, on some level, sexual excitement, a mixture that's finally irreconcilable. But in Arian's novel, that detached tone comes across as Jazeera's way of protecting herself, to keep from disintegrating as her natural desires are turned against her. Ball's detachment feels clinical. It deadens the audience. The press dubbed Deborah Campmeyer's Hound Dog the Dakota Fanning rape film, and rumors of its subject provoked denunciations and even death threats. But whatever else it is or isn't, Hound Dog is not remotely exploitive. It's an allegory of subjugation and emancipation, of liberation through art. It unfolds in the 50s in rural Alabama, a lazy and beautiful but dangerous place, where Fanning's prepubescent Llewellyn literally shakes off the oppression of her brutal father, played by David Morse, and her puritanical grandmother, played by Piper Laurie. She sings Elvis Presley's Hound Dog and wriggles her body. Her renditions are goofy and unself-conscious and blissful.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna rub it and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class, but that was just a lie. Well, they said you was high class, but that was just a lie. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You
ain't not a When a little playmate says he can get her a ticket to an Elvis concert, she eagerly follows him into a barn where a teenage boy waits in the shadows. The rape isn't explicit, and Llewellyn endures it with an air of disbelief. Her powerlessness takes a while to sink in. The focus of Hound Dog isn't child rape, any more than Elvis worship. It opens, too heavy-handedly, with a snake sliding up a branch, and serpents are everywhere. But Campmeyer finds a way to turn the clunky symbols inside out, literally. Although Llewellyn never tells anyone what happened, a black caretaker, played by Afemo Omalami, finds out and sees how she's shut down and stopped singing. When he tries to engage her, she calls him the N-word, and he says they both are that. Both have been demeaned and poisoned. He guts a rattler and squeezes out its venom, and the metaphor is right there. The poison can be used. Maybe Llewellyn will never sing Hound Dog with the same childish abandon, but she might if she can muster the courage, come closer to the meaning of the song. She could sing it like the blues. It's easy to criticize Hound Dog for being too obvious, and Campmeyer could have been craftier in making the black man more of an individual than a healing angel. But the film is haunting anyway. Fanning is a child actor with a grown-up soul, and every move, every breath, seems mysteriously right. Early on, you're torn between elation at her openness and the urge to cry a warning. Those conflicting feelings are never resolved. But the movie does suggest a means of transcendence through art and pop culture, whereas Towelhead hides behind fashionable cynicism. Both films, however, pose the same urgent question. How can any girl navigate this over-sexualized culture without giving up something of herself? However much we think we've advanced, the question lingers, crying out to be transformed into works like these.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. Our digital production project supervisor is Julian Hirschfeld. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bian Cooley.